Welcome to the Private Practice Made Perfect podcast with me, Kathy Love. I'm a business coach who helps allied health professionals run powerful and profitable businesses in the disability sector. Join me for cutting-edge interviews with leaders in the allied health and business fields, along with plenty of practical content that you can use to make your business practice perfect. Hello there, it's Kathy Love here. How are you? I'm recording this from Stage 4 Melbourne, so I am anticipating that so many of you listening will be in other states and getting back into the stride of business as your next normal and refocusing your teams and getting out in the sunshine and getting all of those other good parts of life and business done. So we are super excited to be watching all of that beautiful stuff unfold. And for Melbourne listeners, we are not far away, guys. Hang in there. Literally weeks to go before we can start to, probably put on our masks, but certainly step forward towards our next new normal as well. So today's little chatteroony, albeit with me, myself and I, is all about one of the toughest and most interesting and challenging parts of running an allied health business right now at the end of 2020. So if I ask you, what is the toughest bit right now for you? I wonder what you'd say. I got a pretty good guess, because this is one of the questions that I get asked the most on a daily, weekly basis. I wonder if I'm going to say the same thing that you said. And it is absolutely, you are correct, it is about recruitment, okay? So, my recruitment friends are all kind of saying that this is just one of the toughest market that they've ever seen, particularly with allied health. And we know that there is more growth in the NDIS to come. We know that the way you enter into the NDIS is potentially going to be looking radically different across next year, and that will be demanding on allied health professionals as well. So recruitment is the number one question that I get asked the most at the moment. And in particular, the question I get is, what else do I have to do to get a therapist? What else do I have to do? What am I not doing? And I'm kind of in a really interesting position because I get to see what works really, really well. And, the vast majority of the clients that I work with are recruiting really well. And they are filling their positions, and this is kind of opening up all sorts of opportunities for them in the business as well. So I guess that success leaves clues, and also that success is rarely an overnight success, if you like. While it may not quite be the Bradbury moment of staying on your feet as you cross the finish line, but it does certainly take strategy, and there are success factors in there, and it is very much about getting creative, being able to cut through the recruitment noise, and being super, super consistent as well. The other thing I'm mindful of about recruitment is that so much hinges on it, and it really is quite the anchor that with recruitment you're able to grow, or better still, scale your business. With recruitment, you're able to kind of get into the wait list. With recruitment, you're able to make a bigger impact on the lives of your current and future clients as well. The other part of recruitment is that it also is kind of one of the magic ingredients for how you refocus and reuse your time, and that it is part of that ticket to you becoming, are you starting to shift from being client-facing to being more team-facing and then ultimately more business-facing? as well. So no pressure. No pressure at all, no pressure on recruitment. It is only just the be-all of and end-all of absolutely everything, it feels like, at the moment as well. And this is why that this is why we've decided to run a webinar to kind of be helpful and to get some good discussion and share some of those success factors for recruitment. So I hope you're listening to this particular episode well before Tuesday, the 21st of September, 2020, because at 7 p.m. on that day, I am presenting a live web event that is how to recruit like a rock star with the 7 success factors that I certainly know about. That are a little bit different, a whole lot successful, and really help you get that creative, cut-through, consistent approach to recruiting. So it's going to be a pretty pacey, pretty practical web event in usual kind of style. We're going to be talking about how you need to have a strategic approach and a highly systemized, documented approach to recruitment. We're going to be talking about, the business side of recruitment and the need for a business case, understanding salary, position descriptions, KPIs, and bringing that all together into a very compelling package so that you are competitive in the fast marketplace that is out there. I'm going to be talking about the employer value proposition and employee prospectus and the role that they have in the recruitment process. We're also going to be talking about how you present and kind of show up online on LinkedIn, social media, website, what you do and don't do on those platforms to be able to entice your future teammates to kind of get the gist of what you're doing and kind of start to fall in trust and in love with you during that application process as well. Also going to be acknowledging the role of recruiters. And then finally, we're going to be getting into how to optimize your professional networks to bring in and attract that future teammate, and also the role that personal invitation has as well. Not to be ignored, those last two, your professional networks and personal invitations, and leveraging those amazing connections that you have far and wide. So we would absolutely love to see you at this web event. It is absolutely complimentary. It is my absolute pleasure to be able to kind of help out with one of the biggest challenges that allied health business owners are facing right now in the running of their business. But also, I know so many allied business owners are really starting to just get their head above the parapet and really starting to think about 2021 and the plans and the people that they need in place to kind of achieve their business plans, achieve their business goals across 2021, which will hopefully be a way smoother and somewhat predictable year compared to its 2020 cousin as well. So, quick little recap. September the 21st, 7 p.m. at night, recruit like a rock star with these 7 success factors. We're going to be having a look at getting a lot more strategic and systemized, the business case, the salary, the packaging, and to make it absolutely compelling and competitive in the marketplace, employer value proposition and employee prospectus, the roles they have, how to get your online awesome absolutely sharpened up with LinkedIn, social media, website, do's and don'ts, the role of recruiters in attracting your next teammate and leveraging those professional networks and being calm and confident with extending personal invitations in as well. Can't wait to see you there. Please pull out some device, maybe a pen or a phone, and start to gather all of your questions that you would like to ask. There should be a bit of time for a bit of Q&A, and we'll get that chat box lighting up. And let's see if we can kind of help out some more allied health business owners build their teams, build their businesses, build the impact they have with their current and future clients. Alrighty, we'll see you then. I hope you enjoyed today's episode of the Private Practice Made Perfect podcast. For show notes and other resources, please visit practicemadeperfectpodcast.com. While you are there, you can subscribe for future episodes and continue your business adventure with me. And please be sure to share this and other episodes with your friends and colleagues. The Private Practice Made Perfect podcast is brought to you by Experts on Air Podcast Network.